Production. Production refers to the output of goods and services produced by businesses. To simplify the idea of the production function, economists create a number of time periods for analysis. Short-run production. The short run is a time period when there is at least one fixed factor input. This is usually capital such as machinery and technology. In the short run, the output of a business expands when more variable factors such as raw materials and extra workers are brought into use. Long-run production. In the long run, all of the factors of production can change, allowing a business to change the scale of its operations. The long run for a retail business such as Pret a Manger will be different from the long run for the power generation industry. The long run is when all factors of production are variable, there are no fixed factors. The length of time between the short and the long run will vary from industry to industry. For example, how long would it take a newly created business delivering sandwiches around a local town to move from the short to the long run? Let us assume that the business starts off with leased premises to make the sandwiches. 2 leased vehicles for deliveries and 5 full-time and part-time staff. In the short run, they can increase production by using more raw materials and by bringing in extra staff as required. But if demand grows, it won't take the business long to perhaps lease another larger building, buy in some more capital equipment, and also lease some extra delivery vans. By the time it has done this, it has already moved into the long run. The point is that for some businesses the long run can be a matter of weeks. Whereas for industries that requires expensive capital equipment which may take months or perhaps years to become available, then the long run can be a sizable period of time. Productivity and the law of diminishing returns. Productivity is a measure of the efficiency of a factor input. The basic measure of productivity is output per person employed. There is a difference though between marginal and average productivity. Marginal product, MP, equals change in total output from adding one extra unit of labor. Average product, AD, equals total output divided by the total units of labor employed. In the example below, a business hires extra units of labor to produce a higher quantity of wheat. The table below tracks the output that results from each level of employment. Diminishing returns occurs when the marginal product of labor starts to fall. In the example above, extra labor is added to a fixed supply of land when a farming business is harvesting wheat. The marginal product is maximized when the 40H worker is employed. Thereafter, the output from new workers is falling, although output continues to rise until the 7th worker is employed. Explaining the law of diminishing returns. The law of diminishing returns occurs because factors of production such as labor and capital inputs are not perfect substitutes for each other. This means that resources used in producing one type of product are not as efficient when switched to the production of another good. For example, workers employed in producing glass fuse in the construction industry may not be as efficient if they have to be re-employed in producing cement or kitchen units. We say that factors of production such as labor and capital can be occupationally immobile, that is, they can be switched from one use to another, but with a loss of productivity. There is normally an inverse relationship between the productivity of the factors of production and the unit costs of production for a business. When productivity is low, the unit costs will be higher. It follows that if a business can achieve higher levels of efficiency, there may well be a benefit from lower costs and higher profits. Costs of production. Costs are expenses faced by a business when producing a good or service. Every business faces costs, and these must be recouped if a business is to make a profit. In the short run, a firm will have fixed and variable costs of production. 1. Fixed costs. These costs do not vary directly with the level of output. Examples of fixed costs include 1. Rent paid on buildings and business insurance premiums. 2. The depreciation in the value of capital equipment due to age. 3. The costs of staff salaries. 4. Interest charges on borrowed money. 5. The costs of purchasing new capital equipment. 2. Variable costs. Variable costs vary directly with output. Examples of variable costs for a business include the costs of raw materials, labor costs, and other components used directly in the production process. The greater the total volume of units produced, the lower will be the fixed cost per unit, as the fixed costs are spread over a higher number of units. This is one reason why mass production can bring down significantly the unit costs for consumers, because the fixed costs are being reduced continuously as output expands. In our example below, a business is assumed to have fixed costs of £30,000 per month regardless of the level of output produced. The table shows total fixed costs and average fixed costs, calculated by dividing total fixed costs by output. When we add variable costs into the equation, we can see the total costs of a business. The table below gives an example of the short-run costs of a firm. Average total cost, ATC, is the cost per unit of output produced. ATC equals TC divided by output. Marginal cost, MC, is the change in total costs from the production of one extra unit of output. 1A1B, 2A2B2C second, 3A3B, 4A4B.